The state legislature returns for the second half of its session, once again under a cloud of corruption and with a number of unsettled issues. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The session begins Tuesday after the spring break, and this time it's the leader of the Senate who is the focus of a federal corruption probe. State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos confirmed that he's the target of an investigation after the New York Times reported that U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara has convened a grand jury. It's looking into some of the senator's business dealings as well as those of his son. Earlier in the year, the Speaker of the Assembly was arrested and charged with running a multi-million-dollar fraud scheme through manipulation of his connections with two private law firms. Sheldon Silver was forced to resign. Blair Horner with the government reform organization, the New York Public Interest Research Group, says the atmosphere at the Capitol is heavy right now.
It's almost like Beijing-style ethics pollution in Albany.
Horner, who wants stronger ethics reform, says if another top lawmaker is arrested, the rest of the session could be thrown into turmoil.
It's certainly the case that if the U.S. Attorney's Office brings any action against any more of Albany's legislative or executive leaders, that could certainly cast a shadow over everything else that's happening here.
Lawmakers have a number of issues to tackle. Governor Cuomo initially tied them to the state budget, but they were later dropped. They include raising the minimum wage, the DREAM Act, which would provide college aid to children of undocumented immigrants, and an education tax credit sought by the Catholic Church, among others. In addition, lawmakers face some new issues, including the periodic expiration of New York City's rent regulations in June and renewal of the state's property tax cap, which has been tied through legislation to renewal of the rent laws. Meanwhile, a key component of the state budget pushed by Governor Cuomo seems to be in jeopardy. Cuomo and lawmakers agreed to a new teacher evaluation system that relies more heavily on standardized tests. But nearly one-fifth of students across New York opted out of taking the English exams when they were given April 14th and 15th, and more plan to skip the math tests, which are administered to third to eighth graders. The state teachers union encouraged the opt-out. New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee says the boycott undermines the new system. She predicts Cuomo and lawmakers will have to revisit the issue.
And you see parents who, in addition to teachers, are feeling that the systems that are being used are detrimental to the education of their children in the sense that they're not bringing forward good educational programs and informing practice. Something has to be done.
Governor Cuomo is on a trade mission to Cuba. In a sign that allegiances and the balance of power may be shifting, the governor brought the leader of the minority party Senate Democrats, as well as the head of the Senate Independent Democrats, with him on the trip to Cuba. Senate Majority Leader Skelos did not go on the trip. Cuomo says he invited Skelos, but Skelos did not want to go because of his political opposition to the Cuban government. Republican senators will meet privately when they return to Albany to decide the next step. Skelos has not yet been charged with any crime. And in perhaps a new chapter in the ongoing corruption scandals, the New York Times is reporting that the current Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie may have inappropriately benefited financially from his mother's embezzlement of a social service agency where she worked. According to the report, Hastie held on to a house that a judge had advised him to sell. He later sold it at a profit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.